Came across a story this morning and thought, oh, this is too much. Plus, I knew nothing about this. So there are some great Montreal chefs, obviously. They have opened up in different places around the world. I don't know if I mentioned this, by the way, speaking of great restaurants. Montreal restaurant Milos has just opened up in Dubai. So they're out there, but there are other chefs from here, and they've decided to spread their wings, including opening a brand new, I guess we can call it a Montreal-themed restaurant. It is called Le Mont Royal, and it's open now in Washington, D.C.
I'm so curious about this.
Yep, that's the deal. Chaz Jefferson and Bart Hutchins are the owner of the restaurant, and going to go to the phone right now. I'm not sure who we have on the line here. Are you both there?
I'm here.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Okay, let's start off, Chaz, since you're on the line. Let me ask you, first of all, with respect to where you guys met, how you got together, you both worked in the Montreal restaurant industry, right?
I did not. I think Bart did a stage up there at one point, but both of us were just basically big fans of the Montreal restaurant scene.
Okay, which you discovered, what, by visiting here? Because you don't sound like you're from Montreal.
No, we're not. Yes, discovered there by visiting there with other chef friends. It's a not so close knit secret that Montreal is kind of the mecca of North America for great cuisine. And so, I visited there independently of Bart, and we kind of came together with our shared love of the city.
So, would it be fair to call you guys foodies?
I mean, that's one way to say it. I think, like, deeply passionate, devoted, sort of religiously devoted to good food might be more accurate.
Wow. Okay. I like that.
Okay. So when you're wanting to bring the essence of Montreal to Washington, D.C., where do you start? And I mean, we need to know a little bit about the decor. We need to know a little bit about the menu. So let's start with you, Bart. Where do you start from a cuisine point of view to try and capture the essence of Montreal food?
Yeah. So here's the thing. In most of the world, when you say you're going to a French restaurant, what you mean is like you're going to a white tablecloth. It's a Friday night. It's your 40th anniversary, and you had the reservation 6 months ago, and it's like very stodgy, stuck-up experience. And what I experienced in Montreal was the exact opposite of that. It was just like very casual treatment of classic French cuisine, which is, in my opinion, the best food in the world. It was this very casual treatment of it. I remember very specifically seeing like young men and women like on their way to the nightclub eating kidneys on toast before they did that. And that sort of blew me away and was what inspired us. So on the menu, we're looking at a lot of French classics, bone marrow with escargot. And we're also doing a really killer poutine here, which I don't know where else you would find in America.
Okay, you know, the whole issue with poutine, you got to be very careful, yeah. You know, when you talk poutine, right? So are you using cheese curds, the real deal?
We're using cheese curds, the real deal. And we even have a couple of secret ingredients that, and I hope nobody from the FDA is listening, we have people drive all the way up to Quebec to get for us.
Wow. Okay, now I'm impressed.
Okay, and what about the sauce? Does the sauce have that little bit of, that tiny little bit of tang, tiny little bit of, it's not spice, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but, you know, there's a certain je ne sais quoi in the sauce part.
There is. So the one I'm most inspired by is the poutine and pot de tea, pot de ta. And I think we've replicated that pretty closely, but by doing it the hard way. So I take about 24 chickens and 24 ducks and make a sauce out of those, and then add a bunch of things that I can't tell people about, and we get pretty close to what I experienced in Montreal, in my opinion.
Okay,
I'm impressed.
That's impressive. Yeah. Now I should mention as well, beyond it being a restaurant, and I love the fact that you laid it out as, you know what, this can be your night out any night. This doesn't have to be a Friday or Saturday night kind of a place. You're incorporating live DJs and music in here as well, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have a number of vinyl DJs focusing mostly on funk, soul, boogie, disco, to kind of give a unique take on nightlife for Washington, D.C., trying to mirror a number of the scenes that I saw in Montreal and in Paris.
And how are people taking to it? How's the response been?
Well, there's a line starting around. Yeah, sorry. A line starting at 8 o'clock that goes wraps around the block every Friday, Saturday. So
what?
That's crazy. I'm going to obviously
people like Canada more than any woman now.
I guess. I'm going to guess, you know, again, I don't know how many Montrealers, expats there are in Washington. I imagine there are a few, certainly politically anyway. Do you get a lot of Montrealers? Do they identify themselves when they show up?
Of course. Very, very strongly. mostly with regards to the poutine, like what we experienced earlier on the radio show. That they're just like, well, I'm from Montreal, I know poutine, like I look forward to being disappointed by yours. And then their eyes open up wide and their mind kind of gets blown, and then they get that taste of home here in D.C.
Wow. I'm just curious, too, since you mentioned Montreal, and you've eaten here, you've been to a bunch of different places. Do you have smoked meat on the menu anywhere? Is there a plan for that?
We don't have smoked meat yet, but and I'll be completely honest with you, because I haven't gotten it exactly right the way I've had it in Montreal, but there is definitely a plan for it going forward.
Okay. And what about I guess there's a couple of obvious ones as far as Montreal goes, right? Smoked meat would be one of them. And I'm trying
bagels?
To
think.
You asked me about a bagel. Man.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, of course.
You got those?
No, I'll be honest. I'm not even going to touch the bagel. There's no use in trying. I can't do it the way they do in Montreal.
Great respect for the bagel.
I'd rather die than and make a bad imitation.
Okay.
That's probably wise. Now, given that it's been such a big success, Chaz, since you're the owner, why don't you tell me, are you already thinking about other locations? Is this branching out?
Yeah. I mean, we've basically had real estate developers and investors talking to me almost every night that we've been open. So we opened up exactly 3 weeks ago today. A lot of conversations are being had.
I need to also know about the foie gras filled Twinkie. I need an explanation of this, Bart.
Yeah, I mean, so part of my trying to explain Canadian food to an American audience was sort of telling this story of sort of in, like the poor end of people in France moving to Canada and sort of becoming nouveau riche overnight because of the fur trade. And what would happen if you gave, right now, what would happen if you gave like a sort of working class American access to foie gras and truffles? Like, I think we would end up seeing a foie gras Twinkie. So what we do is we make a very, I think, accurate replica of the Twinkie pastry, and then we make a foie gras pastry cream and stuff it inside of it.
Jeez. Where in, not that it matters, but for people who might be going, where in the Washington area exactly are you?
So we are in Adams Morgan, which is, in my opinion, the most D.C. like neighborhood within the city. It's super diverse. It's got a beautiful density, and it's got a very cool look to it. And so we are kind of located at the top of the hill. You know, that's why the name became very fitting, overlooking the 18th Street, which is the heart of Adams Morgan.
Okay. Do you allow Republicans in?
Oh, everyone in.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
It's how they act inside that that makes the difference.
Business is business. I need to know. So we pronounce it, obviously, we're going to say Le Mont Royal, but how are Americans saying the name of your restaurant?
Le Mont Royal.
Oh, what?
Without the rolling of the R, they say Le Mont Royal.
Okay.
I'm impressed.
We're going to run out of time. Have you had, I'm just kidding, obviously, when asked about Republicans, have you had a lot of politicians show up? I mean, people you would recognize or not?
You know, I don't think we've had, and Chaz, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think we've had any American politicians, but I know about half the Canadian embassy has already been in, for sure. So that's been fun.
Okay.
Which is a lot of people. It's a 300-person embassy, so...
That is fantastic,
guys.
A
lot of Canadians.
Where are you guys from originally, if I can ask?
I'm from Charlottesville, Virginia, right, like about 2 hours from Washington, D.C.
That's Chaz.
Bart's from Florida.
Wow.
And you've opened up a Montreal-themed restaurant in Washington. Of course, it makes perfect sense.
Are you making trips up here on a regular basis for research purposes only, of course?
Only for research purposes, and as many times as we can.
Okay. And just as we let you go, favorite restaurants in Montreal that you have been to, what do you really like up here?
For me, I'm going to restaurant Beba and Auto Bistro.
Mm.
Beba, okay. Small restaurant in Verdun, I think, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I'm restaurant Auto. Friday. And what about you, Bart?
That was Bart.
Oh, that was Bart. Sorry, Chaz.
Chaz here. I love Mont Lapin. That was really one of my favorites. And then we actually have a lot of DC expats down at the Joe Beef group right now. So okay. I love going down and visiting, you know, Joe Beef and Le Vin Pavillon.
Okay, cool.
And then, of course, patati patata, although I loved how Bart called it patati patata.
Patati patata, yeah.
That's the
potato patata.
Yeah, same difference. Hey, guys, thank you so much for being with us. Chaz Jefferson, Bart Hutchins, owners of Le Mont Royal Restaurant in Washington, D.C., and things are going really, really well. Guys, thanks so much. Best of luck.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You bet.